We're doing the book of Micha. Micha's prophecy was during the period of the kings Yotam, Ahaz, and Chizkiah. His prophecy pertained to Shomron and to Jerusalem. Meaning his prophecies go both for his prophecies are to both kingdoms, the Judean kingdom and the northern kingdom. And he's called Morashti, comes from the city of Moresha, one of the cities of Judea. And he began his prophecy and said, "Let God give testimony that God is coming down, and the mountains will melt, the valleys will split like wax before fire." And when Hashem is coming down, this is all as payback to for the sins of Israel, and the cause of the sins of Israel, the ones who really led them to idol worship, to paganism, is the leaders, is Shomron. The Shomron is the capital, and Jerusalem is the capital of Judea. And God says, because from the capital there emanated all this immoral activity, so God says the capital will become desolate, Shomron will become desolate. The idols of Shomron will be destroyed. And the Navi, the prophet, says, "I turn to Judea and I weep. I weep over the destruction that's coming there, for Judea is going to be punished so much, and it's going to hit the gates of Jerusalem." And that's where we left off. Pasuk Yud, the Navi says, "Begat al tagidu b'cho al tivku." One of the Philistine cities is Gat, and the Navi over here is borrowing a concept from the book of Shmuel. When we lost our war against... Now we could close the door here. When we lost our war and we lost our king, King Saul was killed. So one of the things that King David said in his lamentation was, don't publicize this in the territory, in the Philistine territory. Don't publicize the fact that our king Saul and his son were killed in this war. We don't want them to rejoice over the destruction. So the Navi here, Micha, also says, don't let it be known in Gat, the great destruction that will come over Jerusalem, because the Philistines will rejoice when they hear our destruction. So the Navi says, this is a form of lamentation, don't make it known by our enemy state, by Gat. Bacho al tivku. And when you go to Gat, don't weep over there. Don't let them realize what a destruction has come here. Again, this is a form of lamentation. Vivet le afra afar hitpalashi. And in the house of Afra, Ofra is a city. So in every house in the city of Ofra, they should roll themselves over in the dirt in the way that people would do when they were in mourning. And again, he uses a term that's similar. In Afra, they should go in Afar. Afar and Afra. That's why he's using this term. Afar hitpalashi, you should cover yourself in dirt. And again, remember he was talking about Plishtim, and he ends up with hitpalashi, and it's so close to Plishtim that there's even a Greek tiv over here, hitpalashti. Yeah.
That's what I was
going to
ask about.
Yeah. Pasuk Yudalet. Ivri lachem yoshevet shafir er yavoshet. He turns to the city. He says, "You who sit in the city of Shafir, you also go travel through the exile, er yavoshet, and your private parts will be uncovered." And again, Shafir is the name of the city, and Shafir is also amniotic fluid. Shafir in Hebrew is amniotic fluid. So because he is talking to the city whose name is Shafir, he also speaks about a person whose private parts are uncovered, because it's going together with like the amniotic fluid coming out, like the baby coming out. Lo yatzea yoshevet za'anan. The people of Etzel, initially they passed through the city of Tzanan and they were weeping. And the people of Tzanan, they didn't come out to help to weep with the people of Etzel, because they were sure that they're next in line. So lo yatzea yoshevet tza'anan. Again, he's using the same words that sound similar. Yatzea and tza'anan. The people of Tza'anan, they didn't go out when their neighbors mispahad beit ha'etzel yikach mikem imdato. When the people of beit ha'etzel, when they were mourning, so the people of Tza'anan, of that city, they didn't go out towards them because they knew that if they go out to their neighbors who are being exiled, they could easily be taken along and exiled as well. So they were standing in fear in their own town, recognizing that they were next in line. So again, Ivri lachem yoshevet Shafir, you, the city of Shafir, you're going to pass Eriya Voshet with your private parts uncovered. Lo yatzah yoshevet Tza'anan, the people who lived in Tza'anan, they were not yotze, they didn't go out mispat beta etzel to join in the lamenting of the people of Etzel, yikach mikem emdato, because you were scared that he'd take you from where you were standing. Each one of you knew that you were next in line, so you didn't dare go out and weep with your neighbors when they were being exiled. Ki chala letov yoshevet marot, because the city of Marot was in fear that all their good was lost. Ki chala letov, they were in fear of the good that was lost. Yoshevet Marot, the people who live in the city Marot. Ki yarad ra meyet Adonai leshar Yerushalayim, because everyone knows that when the gates of Jerusalem were destroyed, it was a destruction sent from God. It didn't happen by coincidence. And therefore, the other cities knew that they were going to be swept along with the destruction. So the Navi Micha is weeping over the destruction that he's prophesizing, and he's going city by city describing how they too will be exiled. Ritom ha-merkava la-rechesh yoshevet lachish. Ritom is to bind in Arabic. So Ritom ha-merkava la-rechesh yoshevet lachish. You, the people of Lachish, you bind your wagons, your merkava, your chariots, larechesh, which is a type of animal that runs quickly. So he tells them, you, the people of Lachish, Yoshevet Lachish, bind your chariots to the rechesh, to this quick animal, so that you could run away from the enemies. Notice again, rechesh, Lachish, he's using words that sound similar. Reshit chatat hi Levat Zion, kivach nimtzeu pishei Yisrael. She was the first to initiate the idol worship for the people of Zion. Reshit chatat hi, she is the beginning of sin. Levat Zion, to the people of Zion, kivach nimtzeu, for in Lachish were found pishei Yisrael, the idols of the 10 tribes of Israel. Lachen titni shiluchim, because of your evil doings, you will give gifts. Titni shiluchim, you will give gifts. The Navi says, when you send a great gift, that's called the shiluach. Al moreshet Gat, you'll give it to the people who inherited Gat. That's the Philistine rule. So the Philistines who ruled Gat, they were given gifts because the people of Lachish, they were in danger. So we became subservient to the Philistines and we started giving them gifts. Lachen titeni shiluchim, the prophet says, the reason you, Lachish, are giving gifts, these massive gifts of bribery to the Philistines, not to destroy you, al moreshet Gat, to the people who inherited Gat, the Philistines, is because you were the source of idol worship in Israel. Batei Achziv le'achzav, the houses of the city Achziv in Judea, the people of Achziv, they rebelled against the Judean king, and they joined forces with the Israeli kings. And so the Navi says, now that the enemy will come, he will destroy the city of Achzav, of Achziv, and that city will become desolate of the kings of the north. The city will become desolate. And again, he says, Batei Achziv, the cities of Achziv will be Achzav, they will be desolate. Everyone's going to leave them, Limalche Yisrael, and they're going to cease to have their connection with the kings of Israel, the kings of the north. Yes?
So what time period are we you're talking about where people, Israelites in Lachish, are giving, are subservient and paying taxes to Philistines.
Towards the end of the period of the first temple. Well, the end of the northern ten tribes, you still have over a century where Judea is going to remain in Israel. But this is the period when the, where the northern tribes are being warned that their exile is imminent.
I didn't realize that the Philistines were still such a power.
So archaeologists discuss, are these the same Philistines? It could be that Plishti was a name for anyone who was Polish. Meaning there were nations that would come by the sea and they'd break into territories and then settle down there, and then they were very powerful. Some want to say that Pilishti is not always the same Pilishti. Are these the same Pilishti that Avraham Avinu spoke to? That's a discussion among our researchers. We call them all Plishtim. The question is, are they all the same nation? Oh, da yoresh avilach Yoshevet Maresha. He turns to the people of Maresha and he says, I will bring an inheritor to you. And notice again, the same term, the name of the city is Maresha. So he says, I will bring you a Yoresh, a person who will inherit, who will wipe you out, who will clean you out. Adadulam Yavo Kivod Yisrael. And till the city of Adulam, the inheritor will come to inherit the honor of Israel. He will take over the whole kingdom, all the wealth of the northern ten tribes. Kochi vagozi al bnei tanugayich. The prophet turns to them and he says, shave your head, tear out your hair in sorrow over your children who were so pampered and now they've been exiled. Halchi vikol chateich kanesher ki galu mimech. When you tear out your hair, widen the bald spot like an eagle, just like the eagle, a bald eagle, yeah? So too, you widen the bald spot over your head, because there will be great destruction, there'll be a lot to mourn about, that all the children will be exiled from the northern ten tribes. We should weep about those who spend the night thinking how they could do evil the next morning, because ordinarily when people plot something, they end up doing it. You'll find very often people suggest, they mention, and maybe, and then they end up doing it. So very often our thoughts are where we end up, and that's why the Torah warned us to be so careful what we think about. Torah says, Lo Sachmot. Don't even covet. Don't even think about your neighbor's wife. Because every action begins with a thought, with an internal deliberation. Well, maybe. And then, it's just a fantasy. And then, slowly, it becomes a plot. So, hoy, woe to those that are choshevei aven, who think how to do evil, ufale ra'al mishkevotam, and they do bad, and it all stems from their thoughts when they lie down. When the morning light shines, then they do the actions they've been thinking about. Because they have the strength to do it. They have the strength to do the evil, and so they do. No one's going to stop them. The situation at this period was that people who wanted to cheat and steal, there wasn't really a legal system that would stand in their way. Everyone was busy seeing how much they could cheat everyone else. And so they desired fields and they'd steal them from other people. When they desired their friends' houses, they'd steal those because there was no justice in the land. And they take by force a person's home and a person's inheritance, a person's land. Oshek could be to take something by force. You forcefully buy it or you forcefully take either a person's money or a person's body or a person's wealth. Lachin ko amar Adonai hineni choshev al hamishpacha hazot ra'ah. So Hashem says, I will think about this family, the family of Israel. I will think what bad to bring upon them as punishment. I will bring bad upon you, God says, that you won't be able to take your necks out from under it. Just like an animal when it's carrying the yoke on its neck, it can't get its neck out. V'lo telechu roma ki et ra'ahi. And you won't be able to go and stand up straight, but on the contrary, I will bring bad upon you, God says, and you'll have to bend down your heads, you'll be subservient to the enemies. And we'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, next week.